BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Elijah on Mount Carmel.
Elijah told Ahab to assemble the people of Israel on Mount Carmel and bring the prophets of Baal. Once they were there, he said to the people, "How long will you go back and forth? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. I stand here as only one prophet of the Lord. But look, there are 450 prophets of Baal. Give us two bulls. They'll take one, prepare it for sacrifice, and put it on top of the wood. But they won't put fire on the wood. I'll do the same. They will call on the name of their God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who lights the fire, he is God." The people said, "Yes, that sounds fair." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "You go first." So they prepared the bull and called on the name of Baal. They prayed and danced around the altar all morning, but nothing happened. Elijah mocked them and their God, so the prophets of Baal shouted louder and even cut themselves until blood gushed out. They kept this up all afternoon, but nothing happened. Finally, Elijah built an altar with 12 stones, one for each tribe of Israel. He put the wood on it and placed the bull on top of the wood. He then dug a trench around the altar. He said to the people, "Go get some water and pour it on the sacrifice." Once they had done this, he told them to do it again. He then told them to do it a third time. Once they were done, the altar was totally wet, and the trench was full of water. Elijah then walked up to the altar and prayed, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let everyone know that you are God, and I'm your servant. Answer me so these people will turn back to you." Suddenly fire fell from heaven and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, and the 12 stones. It even licked up the water that was in the trench. The people fell down and shouted, "The Lord, he is God! The Lord, he is God!" Elijah ordered, "Grab the prophets of Baal. Don't let any of them escape." The people grabbed the prophets of Baal, and Elijah killed all of them. He turned to Ahab and said, "Eat something. There's a rainstorm coming." He then went up to the top of the mountain to pray. 7 times he had his servant look out over the sea. Finally, the 7th time, the servant told him, "I see a small cloud, about the size of a man's hand, coming from the sea." Elijah said, "Quick, go say to Ahab, rush home as fast as you can so the rain doesn't stop you." Ahab got in his chariot and rushed towards home. In a short time, the sky grew dark and the wind started to blow. Suddenly there was a downpour of rain. The power of God came over Elijah, and he ran faster than Ahab's chariot and arrived in Jezreel before him.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.